This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Ben Nully. The honeybee is the greatest pollinator when it comes to agriculture, but colonies are collapsing. A company says they've found a way to fix the problem. More in a moment.
The landscape of your industry is changing. Fortunately, FS has the roadmap that can help you navigate the challenges that lie ahead and point the way forward. That's why businesses that are driven to succeed turn to FS for data-driven recommendations and innovative crop and energy inputs. Learn more at fssystem.com. FS, bringing you what's next.
The bee industry is suffering differently than it was many years ago. Jerry Hayes with Monsanto says honeybees have a lot of pests, predators, and diseases attacking them. One is the varroa mite. Ken Root spoke with Hayes at the NAFB convention in Kansas City last week.
Which, if you make a fist and put it someplace on you, proportion is how large this varroa mite is to a honeybee's body, sucking its blood and vectoring viruses. And we have to control this better than using pesticides that are now being used.
Well, now, my father raised bees a long time, and we always had the challenge of keeping that colony healthy. And he even used some insecticides at the time to help them out. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that will actually kill the varroa mite and get it out of the hive?
Well, mites, like any kind of mite, whether it's a varroa mite in a beehive or a plant mite or an apple mite or what have you, develop resistance to chemicals very quickly. So the beekeeping industry was provided with these chemicals, but this mite developed this resistance to them, so they don't work as well. And so we wanted to find something normal and natural to use that would have targeted and focused and sustainable use that they wouldn't develop resistance to, and we hope it's this RNAi.
Are you still in the testing phase with this, or is it out broadly?
Yeah, no, we're still in the testing phase. We're going to be collecting more data next year, and hopefully, because of the wonderful data we've gotten, be able to move into this regulatory process that takes several years, and then come up with a product that will actually help the industry in a way that's never been done before.
I'm Ben Nully on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.